That would tell you that that area used to be very low energy, very fine grained material that's being deposited in a very quiet environment where the material is basically just settling out of the water and it's blanketing the bottom of the river or lake that it's forming in, and it makes all those very, very thin little beds. Or you could have what to your eye look like cracked mud. So you look down at this rock and it looks like the top surface dried out and cracked, just like the bottom of a lake bed that's been exposed in a really bad year. We do see fossil mud cracks. They occur in lots of different sedimentary rocks, and they tell us something about how that area had both wet times and dry times. So wet enough to form a muddy bottom and then dry enough to completely crack it. Things like mud cracks can tell us a lot about the past. Ripples, dunes, these form as wind or water is flowing in one direction or two directions if you're on a beach. So you got that back and forth sloshing on a beach. And as the current of water or wind passes over the material that it's moving, let's take the example of a sand dune field. So your wind is blowing. It's howling out of the west. It's moving all that fine-grained sand from west to east. And as that happens, your little sand grains are going to roll and bounce and slide up the shallow side of the dune that's forming, and then they're going to cascade off the steep front of the dune. So that shallow backside, the side that's much easier to climb up, that's going to be facing into the wind. And as the wind passes over it and moves those little grains off the front of the dune, your dune is actually going to migrate in the direction of the wind. Same thing happens at the bottom of a stream with ripples. They're going to move in the direction of the current. And they leave a trace of themselves in the rock record that we call a crossbed. And it's basically just the front of that dune or ripple that's preserved as the next dune or ripple marches up over the top of our first dune. And those can tell us what direction wind was blowing, water was flowing, which is really fun when you think about being able to reconstruct past climate. We can figure out where the winds blew back in the day. We can also look at changes in an environment over time. Let's look, for example, at a stack of rocks. At the bottom of this beautiful outcrop, you have a big, thick bed of limestone. And above it, you have a mudstone. And above that, you have a quartz sandstone. It's fine-grained, grains are well-rounded, looks a lot like a beach deposit. What this particular outcrop is telling you is that sea level used to cover that area. That's how we got our limestone. And then as sea level slowly fell, for whatever reason, climate could have changed, mountains could have been building, something changed and made that sea level fall, the environments that were next door to the ocean, so your beach, your swamp, all that fun stuff that happens along an ocean, that's going to walk outward following sea level as it drops. And so you end up with a limestone and then a mudstone as your sea level drops away. And then finally your beach deposits on top of that. And if we take it a step further, eventually you could end up with a coal deposit on top of that if we move our swamp environment slowly over the beach as sea level drops away. And of course, if you saw the opposite, if we had a sandstone on the bottom and a limestone on the top, then that tells you that sea level rose. So we can get at not only things like there was an ocean here, but when that ocean fell away and we ended up back in a terrestrial or land-based environment. There are all these pieces of information, and I know it seems overwhelming at first. We're thinking about grain size and rounding, limestone versus sandstone, coals, fossils. But when you put all these together, both looking down geographically at how they're related to one another side by side, and how these different rocks are related if you were to walk up the side of a cliff, then they tell you the story of an area.